AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Labor Department's latest figures show the job market bounced back last month. Paul Wiseman has the numbers.
Employers added 178,000 jobs in March. That was three times what economists had expected, and it marked a sharp reversal from a miserable February when the country lost 133,000 jobs. The unemployment rate also ticked down to 4.3% last month.
In the Middle East, Iran shot down two U.S. military planes in separate attacks today. Officials say a fighter jet was shot down in Iran and one crew member has been rescued, but a second's missing and a search and rescue operation is underway. Separately, Iranian state media says a U.S. A-10 attack aircraft crashed in the Persian Gulf after being struck by Iranian forces. A U.S. official tells AP it's still unclear whether the aircraft crashed or was shot down or whether Iran was involved. The status of the crew was not immediately known. And in Cuba, Lisa Dwyer reports there was a bit of joy today.
Families wrapped their arms around freed loved ones outside Cuban prisons after Cuba's government said it was going to release 2,010 prisoners in what it says is a Holy Week humanitarian gesture. Those released say they were surprised when they were called name by name and were told they were free to go. 20-year-old Emilio Alejandro Leyva Arias, jailed for robbery, was among those released. His mother cried as she hugged him and says, "This is how all mothers who are seeing their sons being freed should feel today." 20-year-old Damian Farinas, also jailed for robbery, proudly showed off his release papers, saying, "This is freedom, a pardon, owing nothing to anyone. I'm heading out into the world." I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. In Michigan, an Easter tradition involving a helicopter.
The annual marshmallow drop is hosted by Wayne County Parks. This year's event took place 2 hours apart in Trenton and Westland, Michigan. Hundreds of people cheered as the helicopter passed by on its way to the drop zone. Once there, a passenger unloaded the treats out of a sack and onto the grass below. David Alexander was in Westland with his two kids, 7 and 10 years old.
It was cool. It was a little wild. It was cool, though. It was fun, you know what I'm saying? Looking at the helicopter drop the do that little thingy-thingy. It was cool.
At each location, the helicopter made three passes, dropping marshmallows for kids in different age categories.
I wanted my kids to be the first ones at the line. Ready, set, go. You know what I'm saying? Be the first ones. Take off. You know what I'm talking about?
Participants exchanged their marshmallows for a prize. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Wow. Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.